Russ Feingold wasn't at the downtown Madison Rotary Club Forum. The two-term senator will appear after September when he can debate the Republican primary winner. The four challengers aren't waiting, though, to attack the Democratic incumbent's sometimes controversial voting record, like Feingold's lone dissent against the Patriot Act. West Bend car dealer Russ Darrow said strong national defense sometimes means sacrifice.
We're conducting life as usual, although it changes a little bit. We have to go through the machines, have to get x-rayed, can't bring a few things we used to bring. Life's changing.
Attorney Robert Lorge of Bear Creek was the only Republican to criticize the Patriot Act on the same grounds the Democratic incumbent did, civil liberty restrictions.
I would have filibustered the Patriot Act. It is flawed.
The other Republican Senate candidate said they would renew the Patriot Act and fight terrorism in other ways. Former Army Ranger Tim Michaels claimed he can best understand terrorist threats and how to deal with them.
I will be tough on terrorism. I will provide leadership. And I want my son to grow up in a world where he doesn't worry about terrorists in Oconomowoc.
Like the other three candidates, Bob Welch of Red Granite supported President Bush's national defense strategy and the administration's tax cuts. Welch did dare, however, to criticize members of his own party in Congress for spending habits which increased the deficit.
It is mortgaging the future. It is passing on debt to our kids, which we can afford to pay today and should.
The Republican candidates have similar or same views on many issues. They oppose abortion, favor gun rights, and support health savings accounts or buying pools to decrease medical costs. Each is trying to stand out as different, something that could be difficult, and prompted this joke by candidate Michaels.
I'm the only guy without a dark suit and a white shirt on up here today.
Michaels and Darrow stand out in another way. They're the two millionaires in the race. As for Welch, he's banking on experience. Welch is the only one of the four who's run for office and won.
If you're looking for someone to buy your vote, I can't afford it. But if you're looking for someone to earn your vote, I think I've done that.
Welch and Lorge are being outspent by Michaels and Darrow. Both millionaires have pumped money into their Senate campaigns. However, Michaels and Darrow are still shy of a huge amount collected by Russ Feingold. His campaign says much of the $5.6 million came in small donations, averaging $58. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.